top headlines.
Bruins picked up a fifth straight victory last night, an 18-game point streak, 3-2 the final over the Senators in Ottawa. Bruce Cassidy had a little conversation with Anders Bjork, Danton Heinen about, maybe shuffling the lines a little bit.
I talked to both players before the game, Heinen and Bjork. I said we may do that because I didn't want Anders to be rattled if we moved him a line. I said, listen, we're going to throw you in Marshy's spot just for continuity. Frank will go down in a Chari spot. And I told both Danton that we may make the switch just because Danton's been playing here all year and Berge tends to draw a tough matchup.
Marshy's spot. Oh, Brad Marchand suspended five games. He started serving that last night. He will participate in the All-Star festivities over the weekend. Yeah. Bruins get back to work Tuesday night at home against the Ducks. Celtics are off tonight. Tomorrow night, they visit Golden State. Adam Kaufman has a source telling him that Marcus Smart flew back to Boston last night with his arm in a sling, presumably missing the rest of the trip. The Patriots...
and missing some fingers.
...will fly out on Monday. No fingers missing.
Okay.
To Minneapolis, where they will prepare for Super Bowl 52 with the Eagles to talk about the game and everything else involving the great sport of football. Phil Perry joins Zolak and Bertrand next. Headlines brought to you by Live Nation. Pearl Jam Live, August 2nd and 4th at Fenway Park. Verified Fan, register now through February 6th before Verified Fan on sale February 16th at RedSox.com/Pearl Jam. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports. I have more headlines in 30 minutes.
Take us with you with the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
I'll do anything you want me to.
Download it and listen live to Boston's Home for Sports. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Yeah.
With us, NBC Sports Boston. Hi, Phil.
What's up, boys?
How are we doing?
How you doing?
Got a Super Bowl to go to.
Hey, I guess you guys are having a little shindig on Saturday, huh?
Out in Dinky Town.
Dinky Town.
If you're out there, head out to Dinky Town. We'll be there.
Well, we got our own, so we won't be going.
Oh, you do?
We've already declared your party a loser.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Your party sucks.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Am I not invited?
I feel like I'm part of the show.
At
this
point.
You got your own. You're always
here every Friday.
Should we show you the reaction? How good our party was last year?
If you want to go to the right party, you want to come to our party.
Yeah. Are they conflicting parties? Same time?
Yeah, doesn't really matter.
Of course.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter. I just go to as many parties as I want, as long as they're not all at the same time.
Are you contracted to go to your party?
Where do you think you guys got the idea?
You getting paid to go to your party?
A couple of years ago, it was like, oh, sports up to having a party.
Yeah.
Are you really accusing someone of stealing our idea of having a party?
They're known for that.
The Super Bowl.
That's all they do is take our ideas.
Day before Saturday, daytime party.
Yeah. Invented it. Sports Hub
did it on Saturday in Phoenix.
Hold on.
4:49.
You know what?
Wait one second.
Hosted by Kern and Giardi.
And Comcast wanted to glom onto that one, and they're like,
party.
We'll bring Troy Brown, and we'll be a part of it,
too. A party on a Saturday of Super Bowl weekend?
That's crazy.
It's all right.
Lunacy.
We're just going to tell you, your party sucks. That's
now
all.
I feel bad.
Yeah, your party's
now
crap.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
This goes back to Indy. We did this the first one.
Oh, my God. The Broad Ripple Tavern. I liked it because it said nipple.
What was the name of that?
Broad Ripple.
Was it really?
Reminded me
smoking
of nipple.
Was allowed in the place.
I could. Oh my god!
Smoking was allowed.
Oh, it was quite the scene.
Oh, I couldn't breathe. That's why I don't. This is why I don't host
indie such trash
Saturday parties anymore. They're all sucking butts. I couldn't breathe the next day. My throat was toast.
Seriously though, Dinky Town, Blarney Pub
and
Grill.
What's the name of this?
Dinky Town.
Dinky
you know
Town.
Dinky Town.
Dinky Town.
A dinky party. So, hey,
come to happening in Dinky Town.
Come to one of the hottest neighborhoods in all of Minnesota.
Come to Dinky Town. Dinky Town.
Dinky Town.
Hosted by Dinky Host.
One of the hottest parts in
Saturday,
town, huh?
Saturday before the game. One to four. Blarney.
Do you know?
Blarney Pub and Grill.
Do you have a clue what's in Dinky Town?
I mean, I have a couple of guesses.
Beetle, you know what's in Dinky Town?
I have a couple of guesses.
The University of Minnesota. You know who's training there all week? The Eagles. So Dinky Town's party here is going to have nothing but Eagles fans.
Was an Eagles party?
I'm not 100%
Eagles fan. E-G-L-E-S, Dinky Town party. E-A. How do those people even spell? Have you seen the videos over the week of how disgusting these people from Philadelphia are?
I saw a few right after the game. Right after the Vikings game.
How about
game?
Like before tailgating? Just abusing Minnesota people. The good people of Minnesota, who we are going to embrace when we land. And be like, hi, Minnesota people. Hello. Here's your smokes. You know? I have a pack of smokes for you.
All right. Phil, what's your thought right now in this Super Bowl? From a football perspective.
Yeah.
What are the Patriots facing in this game? What are the challenges for the New England Patriots?
All right, so here's the thing. The challenge is very different depending on who Nick Foles is. Is Nick Foles the guy that we saw in the NFC Championship game? Or is he the guy that he has been really for his entire career? Because that game was a complete and utter outlier on the part of Nick Foles. He is a quick throw guy. He's a one read guy. And then
RPO
all of a sudden,
let's talk about it.
Everybody's talking RPOs. Let's talk RPOs. I mean, you want to get into the RPO weeds? We can do that.
So it seems
long
like
and short of it is, he's a short throw guy. And against the Vikings, though, he was extending plays in the pocket. He was making multiple reads. Mm. He was throwing the ball down the field and accurately. That hasn't been who he has been.
Guys are running open though, too. That was a hell of a throw to Torrey Smith on the left pylon.
Tremendous throw.
Probably his best throw of the day. I thought. But the one to Jeffrey, I mean, was wide open.
Cut loose, but again, he didn't have what he wanted on one side of the field, and he worked his way back, and it was a little bit of a scramble drill, and he found the guy deep for a touchdown. So I wonder how...
Defense a little overrated.
I don't know, man. They were number one defense in the league in a lot of important categories.
Aaron Rodgers was down for freaking half the year. They knocked him out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I would be interested to know what's going on at Gillette Stadium right now behind the scenes. How seriously do the Patriots coaches take that NFC title game? Do they look at that and say, we have to prepare for this guy to do these sorts of things?
Yeah.
Or do they say, 90% of the time he's actually this other guy, so let's prepare for this other guy? That, I think, is a huge
story. You don't think they could possibly just prepare for both of those guys?
Of course you can.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I mean, at some point, yeah, but at some point,
it's not like they're picking one or the other.
But if Beetle, if you have a guy who is Blake Bortles,
yeah,
like maybe good Blake Bortles, 90% of the time, and then he's Joe Montana for one game. Do you prepare for Joe Montana or do you prepare for Blake Bortles? I don't know. I mean, there's only so much you can prepare for. Even though they have 2 weeks, they're trying to whittle this thing down. Okay, what do they do X percentage amount of the time? Because that's what we have to be ready for. And this game, I think, kind of screwed up the percentages in some ways for the Patriots. So it'll be interesting to see how they play.
The book on him.
Exactly. So that's one thing. And then on the other side of the football, can you protect Tom Brady? Because I don't think you're going to be able to outlast this defensive line the way you did against the Jaguars, the way you did against the Falcons in last year's Super Bowl, where Brady dropped back 70 times or whatever it was, and they were just gassed by the end of it. I think because the Eagles have 7 or 8 pass rushers they can throw at you, that this is going to be a game where you have to make sure that you match their conditioning, not the other way around.
Wow. Okay, interesting. Let's go to John, who's in the car. Hey, John.
Hey!
Hey!
Real quick, I've got a, first of all, good show you guys have.
And, thank you.
Thank you, John.
So I'm an Eagles fan. I live in Boston. I grew up in Philadelphia.
Where at? What town?
Outside of Philadelphia, like Villanova area.
Villanova's
a little bit mainline. So town called Wayne.
Mainline. Love it.
Yep. But so 2 points. One, want to talk about the game. And yep. Two, want to talk about a bet I have with a friend, which is kind of funny. But one, the game. I feel like I'm just appalled by how confident the Pats fans are going into this game. I understand it. You know, you're comparing Bill Belichick to Doug Peterson, yeah, Tom Brady to Nick Foles.
Okay, so what else?
Yeah, but Brady's and Foles don't play each other. You know, go ahead.
But yeah, you got to give Doug Peterson a little bit more credit. He is a hoorah guy. He's the complete opposite of of Belichick.
Yep, yep.
But you got the players playing for him. Players
sure.
are gathering around him. And his improvement, I mean, people were calling for his head last season going 7-9 because he single-handedly did lose us a few games.
Sure.
But he has turned that around. And this season, he is now, his coaching style and play calling is actually winning us games. So, you know, and Nick Foles, he has led a, he has led the team back in 2015 to a 10-6 record.
Okay. Yep. We know the records.
Yeah,
yep.
Impressive.
So, you know, I think it's going to be a game. It's going to come down to one, can the Eagles take care of the ball?
Yep.
Two, can they get pressure on Tom Brady? And yep. Three, can they run off? Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, it's not magic, but about rocket science. It's just, can we do those three things? I mean, you saw the Jags. The Jags are
Jags did it for 55 minutes. Can you, here's a quickie for you. Can your Eagles play a 60-minute game? Can they handle halftime?
Can they play the
Can they handle a six-hour pregame? This is the advantage Patriots here. The day. You talk about three-hour games. You know, game one, week seven, week nine, NFC title game, you know, division, whatever. Super Bowl Sunday is different than any other game ever played.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
How's the butt look?
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I played this specifically for Zoe. From what movie?
Romy and Michelle.
No?
Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
What dancing scene?
Oh, my God. This is from one of the American Pies. The
American Wedding.
Yep. Mr. Belvedere.
That's going to be the scene at Phil's Super Bowl party.
With Mr. Belvedere. Leather dudes, guys are... No clothes on and chaps. Dancing with each other. It's a gay guy dance-off. That's what they're going to have.
At Dinky Town.
Kinky Town. What's the name of that place? Slappy Town?
That would be Dinky Town.
Belvedere. What was the other one that Stifler saw?
What up, Dinky Town?
The Stifler. What did he counter with? There was another one.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Heaven. It's actually Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yeah,
it's the wrong Belinda Carlisle song.
Yeah,
yeah.
John is in Cumberland. Hey, John.
Hey,
what's up, John?
John going once. John going twice.
John.
Goodbye. Patrick in Delaware. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Pat.
What's up, boys?
I love Delaware.
Yeah. I don't. I moved down here about a year ago, and I'm surrounded by Eagles fans.
You ever go to Dewey Beach?
I live actually right outside of Dewey Beach.
Sweet.
It's amazing down here.
It's awesome, man. Love the summers down here.
Anyways, boys, so how do you feel about Gostkowski going to the playoffs? I know that he had some heat with him in the beginning of the season and everyone was rattling on him, but now he's going to the playoffs. He had a pretty good season, and they got a rookie. Who do you feel more confident with, him or that kid Elliott?
I'm totally confident in Gostkowski.
Just don't shank a PAT again.
That's his issue. It was the PAT in Denver and PAT in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Climate control?
The biggest miss was the biggest clink was Denver, because that changed your approach on fourth down in that game in the third and fourth quarter.
We talking kickers?
Yeah.
Love it.
What do you got?
Love it. People fired up. You want to know every little tiny aspect of this game.
Well, the big one was,
don't have a whole lot on the kicking game.
Is this going to be a close Super Bowl like they've always been for the Patriots, or should we expect something
else? Yes. Close game. Expect a close game.
Blow them out.
Very good defense and a scheme that gave you fits earlier in the season. Part of the Friday bag. Zoe, you're a big fan of the Friday bag. It'll be up later today on NBCSportsBoston.com.
Are you a Kern, like, in cahoots with that? Like, both? Or is it,
yeah, we both do it. Giardi's involved as well. All three of us. It's a great read every week. Help you finish up your week. But one of the questions was, when it comes to the Eagles, who are they most similar to that the Patriots have already seen this year?
And
I said defensively, it's actually Jacksonville. A lot of post safety coverage, single high safety stuff. The Eagles will play more man to man than the Jaguars
did. They
don't
have corners like Jacksonville.
No, they don't have corners like Jacksonville, but they do have a front though that can get after you without blitzing.
They don't have fast linebackers.
So you bring four guys. So the linebackers are actually relatively athletic. They're just not Telvin Smith and Miles Jack. Those guys are freaks. But Nigel Bradham, Michael Kendricks, those guys are actually pretty athletic. So defensively, Jacksonville. Offensively, it's Kansas City because it's the Andy Reid system. Doug Peterson spent some time under Andy Reid, lots of time under Andy Reid. He'll throw all kinds of screwy formations at you against the Vikings down by the goal line. They had a three-back set, although none of the quote-unquote backs were actually running backs. They're all receivers and pass catchers, and then they split out and tried to get some weird matchups that way. They use all kinds of motion. You'll see Nelson Agholor taking end-arounds. They use bunch formations. We know what bunch formations have done to the Patriots this season. So schematically, it's a really... Even if Foles looks like the Foles of old and not the NFC Championship game Foles, the scheme is still difficult to defend.
When will you travel to Minnesota, Phil?
That would be Sunday. Sunday afternoon.
Come in and go with Tanguay.
Oh, in the U-Haul?
Yeah. The U-Haul.
Tanguay Takes America. What's you guys been watching that? It's tremendous.
No.
Oh, come on.
What's the response?
You didn't watch Greg...
What's the response of Greg Harden? How's it been going compared to last year?
Tanguay Takes America?
Yeah.
I think it's been going great. I think they're getting better every year.
Pat in Salem has something on Minnesota to offer us all.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What do you got?
Hey, so I was out there 3 years ago when it was at the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And we go to the game and we get on the light rail. And they're great people out there. And, you know, we had a few in us. And we're walking to the bar, get a drink, and this one kid screams out the window, "Hey, the Patriots effing suck!" And then his buddy screams out the window,
"That's
hey,
a good
sorry,
one.
We're real sorry. It was a good game.
Sorry. Sorry. What about Felger?
Good. You boys are going to have fun out there. It's a good drinking town.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Considering we have to work every day, all day. Can't drink while you work.
It's never stopped you from drinking.
Then you got to get up early.
No, it has.
Yeah. Oh, easy, sweaty. You want to talk about talk about New Orleans?
Oh, boy. No, let's not talk about New Orleans. My God.
I got $800 Bertrand threw up last night. I saw your face. You were green. Like, it was nothing wrong with my TV.
I've never done so much drinking in my life.
I've never seen you so sweaty and green on TV. You can just tell he is nauseous. That kid's nauseous. Look at him.
I missed that.
Oh.
My wife's like, wow, he doesn't look good.
And screw you guys up. You got the time difference.
Was
you gonna be screwed up by that?
Yeah, it was so hot
earlier
there.
Day.
Oh god,
no, it was like
7 a.m.
It was like 80 degrees and humid as hell. Oh, god. There was like one really warm day when
it
we were there.
Like
and it
clams
was
clams
that
outside.
Day. I was dying.
Oh, I'll smell that. Smell.
Won't have to worry about that in Minnesota.
I blame Jeff Howe. I blame Jeff Howe for that. Kept us out far too late. Lost track of time. John in Cumberland. John, go ahead.
What's up, John?
Hey guys, sorry. Try to get me before I got disconnected. So, you know, 121 in Rentham. It's where cell phones are.
Yes, sir. It's the worst. The worst.
Anyway. What's that? Good guy. What's that?
What's up?
Anyway, the Eagles defense, I listen to the two wing nuts that come on in the afternoon after you guys praise this defense, put them up on a pedestal. The big difference between home and away when you look at the numbers. It actually doubles. You know, they're averaging 12 points per game allowed at home, but then 24 on the road. Mm. Are they as good as everyone says they are, or is it kind of smoke and mirrors?
Yeah, I take points and throw it out the window.
I think they're pretty good.
I take the points because we were killing Jacksonville all week last week. They have Bortles, they can't score. Then you go and actually start to look at points average per game. Patriots are like at 28, and then bam, there's Jacksonville, 26.2. Like right there on your heels. So what's this myth about they can't score? Sometimes we get so caught up in points and all that. Again, it's about the flow of the game and that whole RPO thing. That's the thing with Philadelphia. Do they have something to go with? If New England gets up 10 in this game quickly, say it's 13-3, end of the first. Are they going RPO the rest of the game?
I don't know. I want to see how they take that away. I wonder if that's the one thing. We're always looking at it. Who are they going to take away? What are they going to take away? I wonder if they're going to try to take those away because those RPOs are generally quick slants.
Well, you're cutting your defense in half here, so you're going to coach up your front differently from your secondary. So you may have two different game plans, 2 weeks to get ready for.
You could do if you're the Patriots is if you just get up and you play press man, it makes those quicker throws.
Gilmore's trending better.
A lot more difficult.
Gilmore on Jeffrey.
Now, what the Vikings tried to do was they tried to play press man, and the Eagles had a great response, which was to bring Zoe, the receivers, in tighter. They reduced their splits, and you know this. When you have reduced splits and you're a defensive back, you actually have to play off the line a little bit more.
It's bunch,
so it opens up that space for those RPOs. So maybe they try to play press man. Maybe they just use a rat in the middle of the defense the way the Falcons did against the Patriots last year. Yep. You take away those throws in the middle of the field. Fascinating game within the game, boys. Fascinating stuff.
Hardy has headlines. Get caught up on everything going on. More with Phil Perry and more of your calls coming up. We got Paulie in the truck who's on the line who says he wants to talk to Phil Perry. He is called specifically to have a conversation with Phil. By the way, RJ Bell checked in with us today. He's going to jump on the line at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to RJ.
I thought you said we weren't having him on.
Yeah, we are going to have him on. We are going to have him on today. He's going to jump on at 1 o'clock.
He just told us he won't be in Minnesota, so we're going to have him on today.
Yeah. Figured it'd be better to have him on, talk to him today before we go on the big trip to Minnesota. So RJ Bell, 1, Phil Perry with us, and more with him next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Phil Perry is here talking about the Super Bowl. Yesterday, Devin McCourty at Patriots practice talking about the Super Bowl.
Remember, it's football. This is what we all signed up to play football. It's your hard work put into being able to play in this game. So I always tell guys at the end of the day, you know, you're playing in a football game. You know, take everything out of it and focus on, you know, our techniques, our execution, our scheme. That way you can go out there and play good football.
Zach Cox is at the Patriots facility right now. He says it's an indoor walkthrough. No sign of Rob Gronkowski, Dietrich Wise, or Malcolm Brown, just like yesterday. As far as the Bruins go, they hit the All-Star break with another win, riding that point streak into All-Star weekend with a 3-2 victory over the Senators in Ottawa. They'll get back to work as a team Tuesday night at home against the Ducks. Brad Marchand will be able to participate in the All-Star weekend, even though he served the first of his 5-game suspension last night. Celtics off tonight. Tomorrow night, they visit Golden State. Reports that Marcus Smart flew back to Boston last night with his arm in a sling. Looks like he's going to miss the rest of the road trip. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters. If you can't make it to Hooters for the big game, bring Hooters to you. Call ahead for wings to go. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak, Dulac, Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Paulie in the truck wants to talk to Phil Perry. Paulie, go ahead.
What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what do you say, boys?
What's good?
Nice to see you. You know, my brother, when I come out of Rojo's after getting gas the other night, on Wednesday night that I spoke with you, there's a nice dent right at the end of the guardrail, right on top of the guardrail. That'll be from your truck.
That is from me. Yep, it is.
Mamma mia. I'm just glad you're okay, brother. I really am. I love you, man. I love you like a brother. You're a good city of fun. But thank you.
Well, thank you, Paulie.
All right. Anyway, Senator Perry, I got one for you. I respect your football expertise, your knowledge on the game. Now, I'd like to know what you think. You talk about the pass rush, so they're able to, you saw they stacked up versus Jacksonville, or how they can rotate. They're a little bit stronger. You rank them stronger because they can rotate 6 or 7 guys in there. What about their linebacking core? How do they line up against Jacksonville's linebacking core in comparison of strength? How about their corners and their safeties? How do they rank against the Jacksonville corners and safeties, Phil?
I think when you look at Jacksonville personnel-wise and talent-wise, more talented in the secondary for sure, and more talented at the linebacker level. More athletic, definitely, at the linebacker level, the Jaguars were. So I think the Patriots may actually try to go into this game with a similar game plan to what it looked like they were starting with against the Jaguars, which was get your regular personnel on the field, have James Devlin on the field, try to keep the Jaguars in base, and then throw against that and try to let your running backs make some plays in space against their linebackers one-on-one. That plan just got sort of blown up, A, when Rob Gronkowski got hurt, but B, the Jaguars' speed at the linebacker level just overwhelmed the Patriots' running backs. Those throws into the flat to Deion Lewis, he had nowhere to go, and he couldn't make those guys miss, which is very rare for Lewis.
I think he will be able to create a little bit better against the Eagles. And so I wonder if the Patriots actually have a similar kind of game plan. Because if you can get the Eagles in base, you got somebody like Najee Good. He's their bigger linebacker who's not very good in coverage. If you watch the NFC Championship game, he's the guy who totally lost Zach Randolph early in the game, or Zach Rudolph early in the game for that touchdown. You want to be able to keep that guy in the field if you can. If he comes off, they have Big Nickel, they have a third corner that they bring in, and then the matchups get a little tougher. But I think I think what Paulie is getting at is, if the Patriots beat the Jaguars and the Jaguars are more talented than the Eagles, how are the Eagles going to stop the Patriots? I don't know if it's that simple of an A plus B equals C equation.
The talent is better in Jacksonville.
I think the talent's better. Yeah,
the depth is better in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. I think that's a good way to put it.
Talked with Bill about their linebackers. Jacksonville says, we haven't seen anything like it.
It's
the fastest, most athletic group he's had to coach or get ready for. Yeah. He goes, and it just doesn't really translate on film, and then you get there and you're like, wow.
You know, if Deion Lewis can't make a linebacker miss in space, you know that guy's a freak.
Yes.
And they had two of those guys.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Newton, with a question about who Bill Belichick may be calling this week. Mike.
Yeah, hey, I was wondering if you guys thought that he might call his old buddy Saban, who has all that experience with the RPO, and maybe pick his brain a little bit on how to defend it. And then secondly, I was wondering, you know, if, just trampolining off this last call, if you know, if Philly's so good at rotating their front four, how much do you think the no huddle is going to come into play?
I think the no huddle could be a big deal, especially when it comes to what we were just talking about, keeping the linebackers on
you
the field,
what?
Keeping Najee Good on the field. Go no huddle, make
That's
sure he stays out there.
That's where Jacksonville had a sneaky early advantage in the game last week, because their linebackers could run and they could cover. But then when they wanted a sub, they did a good job communicating and running their guys in. See if Philly's ready for it. It's all right. Coaching.
Do you think Bill has to call Saban this week?
RPO, RPO, RPO.
Hey, Nick, when you play all those running quarterbacks in the SEC, we're in the NFL now, and we're playing a pocket guy that runs the RPO. How would I defend him?
Here's the thing about the RPO. I know you guys are sick about talking about it. The RPO, the concept, though, it's not a totally new thing to the NFL, is it? When it comes to, like, is it smoke concepts? Those smoke kinds of pass plays where you can...
Yeah.
Beetle tapped out.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
No, it's...
I just make that up?
No. We ran these in my
smoke
day. Check with,
okay.
We call them check with me's.
Yeah.
Run pass option. Run check with me. If we go up and we see a front, we're going to run this play. We have a run called and we have a pass called. And we install about 6 to 8 of those a game. And Bledsoe was good at it, dealing with it. Count the guys. You get up there, it's easy. Yeah, how many guys in the front? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we are going to run. Get up.
Right.
How many guys I got in the front? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm checking to the pass.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if it's
Team
a true.
Rocket science.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a true run pass option.
So you know what
where
I
he's
do?
Like sticking it in somebody's belly and
you
then saying,
"Oh,
there's the end. I'm going to pull it now."
You know
he's
I
making the decision.
Start
for
walking
him.
Guys around. Maybe I call buddy Romeo Crennel. Maybe Mike Vrabel. We'll walk guys around. We'll come up, and I got guys in the front. I got 8-man front. Wow, it's a snap. Boom, we drop 4 out. What you going to do with your RPO now? In your face.
Look, I spent a full 7 or 8 minutes reading about this game last night on the train. So I got it all figured out.
You went to the mall?
No.
What do you got, Hardy? Right.
Downtown.
What do you got?
The key. Triangulation to crossfire. That's the key. You got to force
How's
Nick
it?
Foles
what do you do with the
to hold on to the ball for 2 to 3 seconds, but not more than 5 or 6. You got to get him in his uncomfortable window where he doesn't have that first option anymore, that first quick pass to get rid of the ball. Once you flush him out, not real said. Good, but you go 5, 6 seconds, then the receivers start to get open because the corners and the safeties can't stay in coverage that long.
Scramble drill.
So, that's the key. That's the key. You take away that first quick pass that he likes to throw. Now, the problem is, against the Vikings, he was okay when he had to hold on to it a little bit longer.
Right.
So it becomes, which Nick Foles do you plan for? The one that you saw most of the season or the one that you just saw on Sunday? That's what the Patriots have to decide. But if they decide to go with the former, then that sweet spot is making him do something with the ball between 2 seconds into the play, but before you get to the 5 or 6. Any other questions?
Now we're talking some real football.
You want
football.
To leave now,
Now
Phil?
We're talking some real football. Well,
that's it.
Phil, good
that's
talking
actually,
we'll
that's actually,
you next week.
That's actually what we talked about the entire first block
first
of the,
segment,
the hour
yeah.
here. You just weren't here for
no,
that.
No, not the whole time. You talked a little bit about a party,
and how you guys were going to be at
We did talk a lot about Dinky Town.
Dinky Town.
That point was so good, Hardy, that we're going to celebrate by playing the Amendola song.
Oh!
How about that?
We'll do that next.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Go ahead.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It didn't look good with 9 minutes left. The Pats trailed by 10 when they lined up for first and goal. G-O-A-L, goal.
A first and goal to go from the 9.
Rob got bumped and Brandon was cooked. But then Brady said, I can always find Amendola.
Looks down the middle.
D-O-L-A, Dola.
Catch by Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We got life. Somebody making a play. It's Danny Amendola.
They were down by 3.
Takes the snap.
They needed to score.
The play fakes Dwight.
Go up by 4.
He looks down the middle.
So Tom said, please.
He fires and the ball is.
Danny, can you catch one more for me?
Very popular song. Hundreds of thousands of online listens.
So well written. Woo! Perfectly written. Must have taken hours.
That was Blondie. She said, why don't you write
Shut up.
Amendola with Super Bola? I said, oh. Any other ideas?
Yeah, she Ebola.
Said, she said, what about First and Gola? And I said, any more? She goes, now I'm going to bed. I'm like, okay. I think I ran upstairs
Minnesota.
One more time. I need one more. She's woke up. Minnesota.
I said, okay, thanks.
I ran back downstairs and finished it.
Needed the score.
It's but impressive. You got full writing credits, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't need it. How's that going to help her?
That sounds like...
How's that going to help her sell her TV commercials?
Is that Ernie?
It's not going to help.
That's not
Ernie.
What is that? It's like an old dude driving a Ferrari.
I don't know.
I'm going to be so distracted. The Super Bowl this week.
Yeah, we
how's
know.
Zoe, how's Zoe on Radio Row?
Look at that thing.
A lot of people out there. Great. A lot of things lot of buzzing
people.
Around.
People? Awesome. Forget the people. How about Amusement. The roller coaster? That's going to be buzzing above his head.
Forgot about that.
Why you got the hood up over your head like Pedro?
It's cold in
Did
here.
Did you shave your head?
It's cold.
I'm a little Zoe worried about Beetle. I'm a little worried about this
he
guy.
He always turns it down. It's too cold.
Triumphant return like, for Beetle on the football fix tonight.
He looks like the Virgin Mary over there.
Football fix, 6 o'clock. Beetle's back! Back, baby!
That'll be fun, Friday night traffic.
Getting the crew back together. Beetle, Casey Smith.
Trying to make him skittish.
Myself.
No. Hey, got a new ride, huh?
What?
You got a new ride.
I have a rental car.
What was that new picture you sent me?
That's what I want.
Oh, I thought you were picking that up. Like, when I go pick mine up, I take the picture.
No.
I thought.
That's nice as though, Oh, driving up there during rush hour, huh? A lot of cars darting out from all over the place.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, thanks, have appreciate fun. It.
Some friend.
And now he's imitating Impact with his fists.
No, like car crash.
Bang.
That off ramp out of the Middlesex Turnpike. That one
sucker
sucks.
Came out of nowhere.
I was like, oh, I got to go check out that guardrail that Paulie was talking about. I got to go see the guardrail you hit.
Remember the 40-year-old virgin? He goes to the bars with him, and the one lady, damn, where that sucker door came out of nowhere.
That bitch came out
get
of
some
nowhere.
French freaking toast.
Beetle, through the football field. I feel like I'm going to get T-boned every time I drive past the Burlington Mall.
People drive
good
crazy.
Good luck, dude.
That whole low loop. Get confused off that exit because like I'm going to go.
What? What?
Check your mirrors, Beetle. 10 and 2. You'll be all right.
By the blind spots, old Phil. I'd be nervous.
Oh, I missed the turn of the mall. Now I got to cut this guy.
Eric
off.
And Charlotte on Tom versus Time. Eric.
Hi. What's up, E?
What's up, boys? How's it going?
So you got the wait. There's a before I get to my point. There's a 98.5 party Saturday Saturday in Minnesota.
Big time.
Am I allowed to go? Like, do I need to buy tickets? What's the deal with that?
Just get there early.
Okay, I'll be there. My flight lands at 8 a.m., so I'll be seeing you guys.
I would advise you to go straight from the airport to the party.
Hey, E.
That's okay.
You could also head over to Dinky Town, check out Blarney, and NBC Sports Boston crew is going to be there. It's going to be phenomenal.
It's like you're talking in code. What?
Dinky Town? Blarney at Dinky Town. That's all you need to know.
One to four, Saturday afternoon. You sound like the coach for the Bruins.
All right. You ever had a dance-off before, Eric?
Marshy.
You ever participated in something like that?
Yeah, I have, unfortunately. So to my point about the documentary, it wasn't as heavy on the TB12 stuff as I thought it would
be.
What
are you talking about? I've saw tweets like this. Take a stopwatch. The TB12 stuff started like 4 minutes in, and that was it the rest of the episode. Okay, it was like 4 minutes of football, 8 minutes of TB12.
Okay.
Whoa, so you expected the full 15 minutes to be TB12.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more of an infomercial, but my favorite part of it is, you guys know me, you know how much of a Brady lover I am, admittingly so, but when he said, you know, when he was ticked off, he didn't say it in a condescending way. He goes, you know, I've been doing this for 18 years, I should have all the answers, kind of in a ticked off way. That makes me kind of feel like, this guy ain't really going anywhere anytime soon. Aww. Like, he's just going to keep going. And, you know, all these people trying to say, oh, he's going to walk off, you know, at the end of this year.
What's going on here? That's not even
on the table, anything like that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't think it is either, because you know why? TB12 then suffers. The brand will suffer. If that's the case. Did you watch it yet, Phil?
I did.
And your thoughts were what?
I agree with the caller. I agree with E. I think that I don't know how much the brand would suffer. Do you think it would actually suffer, or I think he would be losing an opportunity to make it even stronger if he retired? Like, if he wins the Super Bowl and retires, does that kill the TB12 method?
No, it doesn't kill it, but if your whole thing is that it's going to make you able to play a lot longer than anybody else in this age of 45, which has been thrown out there a bunch of times, all of a sudden, if you didn't do it, it's like, well, okay. Drew Brees is only a year younger than you. He still looks pretty good, and he's not doing any of your methods.
Yep.
Right?
I agree. Yep. Particularly enjoyed the Beetle and Sarge cameos.
As you should have.
That was great stuff. Sarge got maybe the longest clip of any broadcaster featured on that entire thing.
Now Zoe's tapped out.
What does that mean? Is that Zoe being jealous or what? Oh.
That's the dance off.
Okay.
There it is.
Let's go.
You know what?
You want to go right now?
I want to go right now. I want to amend what I just said. The flip was switched at 8 minutes. It was almost exactly 50-50 on the TB12 and football stuff.
That's not bad.
It was right around the 8 minute mark.
I see you owning it.
Yeah, about 50-50. My percentages were off. I just pulled it up to check because I know exactly when the flip was switched in the episode.
So the only thing that I was really interested in all honesty, was when he pulled out that sheet of paper with all his notes on the Falcons from the meeting with Bill Belichick.
Right.
And I legitimately was trying to pause it and read some of the notes on that sheet of paper. Couldn't really do it. Didn't really have a whole lot.
But that's
the sort of stuff that I'm interested in. I think football fans are interested in.
He still attends special teams meetings and takes notes, which is freaky.
Because he's the backup holder?
I don't know.
That is wild. That's just, what is that? Is that boredom?
Like I'm proving a point.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Guess so. Seems like you could be using your time a little bit differently.
Got to take that hood down. I can't do this with your hood up.
He's Pedro. I'm telling you.
It looks like a piece of corn. Like you're going to go to a store and like part of it's peeled back, you know, like the ear of corn.
So I drank some cold water, but it didn't do nothing.
Brian in Wisconsin on Dinky Town.
Dinky Town is like Lowell back in the 80s. It's terrible. Stay in Minneapolis. Go to the sports sub party. It's awesome. I can't wait.
Every time you mention our sports up party, we play this.
Boom! We're going to bring Dinky Town to the modern era. That's what we're going to do. That guy did not sound like he was from Wisconsin. I don't think so.
I don't necessarily trust that caller. How dare you you say our callers are liars.
I'm just saying. That didn't sound like a Wisconsin kind of accent to me.
All right, Phil. Appreciate your time.
All right, boys. We'll see you out there.
Thanks for being here.
Let's have some fun out there, okay?
Okay. All right. See you out Bye-bye. There. See you tonight on Football Fix.
That's Jeff Hollis, said I.
RJ Bell will join us coming up right after
this. Nice.